to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Let me give you guys the number to call into the show very quickly. 706-993-4606 is that number for you to call in. Check us out on multiple platforms. We have a couple of new ones now. We're on the Double Twist app, and we're also on the Player FM app as well. So definitely check us out there, as well as our usual places, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Podcast Garden, and the YouTube channel. Also head over to our website, therussellingcallinshow.webs.com. That site is up and still ready to go for you guys to join in. We're going to have a guest tonight from WrestleZone.com. He's a writer for him, Joshua Lopez. He should be calling in a few minutes, so if you guys want to jump on board, now would be the time to jump on board. 706-993-4606. I want to get everybody's opinion on this Super Bowl Eve. Lots gone down, some good, some bad. It's been a mixed bag of things in terms of pro wrestling. We lost Axel Rotten this week. Bret Hart came out and said he has prostate cancer. Wish him well. Wish him and his family well. Awesome Kong, TNA casualty, you know, if you want to call it that. AJ's got some heat. Just some good and some bad things that's going on in a week of professional wrestling. But you can get your thoughts and everything heard here. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. And that's what this show is built about. It's built around you guys calling in, giving your thoughts and opinions on things. So definitely do take advantage of that and call on in. I am in the chat room, as a matter of fact. And let me see who we got here in the chat room. We got Kid Human. We got Dr. Doom. And myself. So thank to both of you guys for being here tonight. Do appreciate that as well. I spoke with Randy a little bit earlier, so he'll be around. I spoke with Big Tone, my co-host, earlier this week. He said he'll be around as well. So hopefully we'll have a very, very good show tonight and get a handle on some of the stuff that's been going on this week. I know it had to hurt Phil somewhat, being that he's a big fan of ECW. Axel Rotten passed. That kind of hurt me too. Bret Hart saying that he came coming out saying he has prostate cancer again. We wish for the best for him and his family for sure. If anybody can beat it, it is him. So definitely keep your thought and prayers with the Hitman. The number for you guys to call into the show is 706-993-4606. Let me see here. Give me a second. Scott, try now. See if you can get through now. See if they'll let you through now, Scott. Scott's trying to call in. We'll see if we can go ahead and get him on in here. But again, that is the number, 706-993-4606, for you guys to call on in. Let's see if we can get Scott. Let's see here. There we go. Come on now. I see you, Scott. Give me a...
Hello?
Scott, you there?
I'm here.
I got you, man. How you doing tonight?
Chilling, bro. Chilling. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. Let me head on out to. Let me head on out to the 773. Joshua Lopez. Is that you, my friend?
Yes, sir. How's it going, buddy?
How you doing tonight, man? I appreciate you being with us. My guest on the line tonight is Joshua Lopez from WrestleZone.com, one of the head writers over there. Joshua, thanks for being with us, man.
No problem, man. You guys got me in the perfect night because this is probably the only time of the week I get to relax. So I'm honored and pleasure to be on the show today.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my friend. Maybe you can kind of help us make heads or tails of what's going on this week. It's been kind of a mixed bag. First off, ECW original Axel Rotten passes away at the age of 44. Have you heard of a cause of death or anything like that on your end?
All I know is now is that he was found dead in Baltimore, but the only thing that's come out of this case is that he was found dead, and I guess he passed away 10 hours before the event. That's what I'm hearing from authorities. But yeah, it's really sad because for anybody that knew Axelron, he's been on a two-year sobriety journey, and he's been trying to get himself together, and it's really unfortunate. I was a big fan of the guy.
Yeah. I know one thing that I've heard. It was always something that kept him back from really being pushed properly with ECW, being on whatever it was. His end, an office issue with Paul Heyman, I don't know for sure, but I know I did hear that. But I know I heard that. I don't know how true that is, but you never know. Also, Bret Hart comes out saying that he has prostate cancer. Have you heard anything about that since the announcement the other day?
Bret went under surgery Wednesday after making the announcement on Monday. Hopefully this works out. For those that know, prostate cancer is probably one of the most curable forms of cancer, but it's cancer, so you can't take it lightly. So, yeah, this has really been a bad week. It's just been a bad year, of course, with a lot of the big-name musicians that passed away, actors. And now you have Bret Hart, you have Blackjack Mulligan, you have Axel who passed away the other day. It's just 2016 getting off to an odd start, I'll say at least.
Yeah, it really has. This current storyline we got going on with Triple H being your champion, what are you thinking about that? Like it, dislike it?
I love it because when you look into context, it's not a storyline that's been going on for 6 months. This has been a ongoing storyline ever since Roman Reigns came to the WWE with the Shield. If you really think about it, Triple H was the mastermind behind the Shield, bringing them up from NXT, the Shield being the henchman for the Authority. He had that Shield Evolution feud in 2014, and this storyline between the McMahons and Roman Reigns, this has been something that's going on for 3 years. And with a lot of wrestling fans, I know that a lot of fans have the patience, they're not willing to let stories play out, but when you look at the context, well, Randy Orton couldn't get the job done against Roman Reigns at SummerSlam, Brock Lesnar couldn't get the job done winning the Royal Rumble, you had Batista in his way, you had Daniel Bryan, you had Seth Rollins, you had Sheamus, you had all these guys that the Authority was trying to make sure that Roman Reigns was going to take up to that next level. Contrary to what fans believe, I think this is a good story between the heel and the babyface, and I think when it comes to the Authority, you know, you had all these guys going after Roman Reigns, but none of them could get the job done, and Triple H, and realistically, since it's the reality era, right, he got the job done. He got the title. I think it's the perfect story right now.
Okay. Now, let's jump on over. I don't know if you watch the Diva division at all. Do you pay any attention to the Divas at all?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy a lot of the women's action in NXT. I'll openly admit this. I like bad form of television just to get a good laugh, so I do watch Total Divas here and there. but besides that, I do pay attention to it. And you got to really look at the contrast from the in-ring wrestling we're seeing right now than we had 4 years ago. And I think the women's division's been doing a really, really good job recently.
I like the fact that you've now broken up these cliques. Team Bad is no longer together.
True.
You know, you get Team Page, if you want to call it that, is no longer together. So you got rid of, you know, all these diva factions, and now these ladies can actually go on and work. And you're talking to two Becky Lynch fans right here. Myself and Scott, we love Becky Lynch. Do you think she's sort of kind of getting the raw deal, or is it about the pace she's supposed to be? Is she where she's supposed to be?
Yeah, I think she's in the place where she's supposed to be, because when you look at the scenario, you have Charlotte, who's now made that transition to a real heel. You have Sasha, who's in the in-between girl. You know, we have a lot of fans that cheer her, even though she's supposed to portray the bad girl. And, of course, you have Becky Lynch, who's the underdog. She's been the underdog since so she came up to the main roster. And I think it will lead to a triple threat match at Mania. I know everybody wants to see Charlotte and Sasha, but I think there's more money in the table down the road. A lot of these women and just guys in the main roster are going to be in the WWE for a long time, so you don't really have to rush into those type of box office matches right off the bat once they come up to the main roster. You know what I mean, Will?
Yeah. Now, I've always said that, well, if I hadn't said it before, I'm saying it now. I'm truly believing that you're seeing Sasha Banks team up with Becky Lynch for Sasha to get some of the babyface play from Becky Lynch. I think that's a good move for WWE, but it puts Becky Lynch in a place where it really doesn't help her.
Well, I don't know how it doesn't help her when she's been gaining momentum. She's had a feud with Charlotte, whether win or loss. I feel she's gotten better as a performer coming out of that feud. Mm-hmm. And I think WWE's going a traditional route where it's actually an organic way of having the crowd react to her. So, yeah, she's fighting Tamina and Naomi, who haven't been doing much in the last couple years, but that doesn't mean she's not getting better in the process.
Right. I gotcha. I know you keep up with NXT.
Yeah, I keep up to NXT, and you're going to be surprised by this, Will. I've been on record saying on my radio show and for the past interviews I've done in the last couple months that, contrary to popular belief, I feel when it comes to the NXT product from the television side, because I watch and cover each show each week, and I feel that sometimes the show are hit and miss, and I feel that a lot of wrestling fans today slowly make their opinions about NXT from the takeover event.
Really?
They're not watching it week in and week out.
Really? Now that's a new take.
Mm-hmm.
That is a new take, because I've never heard anybody come with that take on the show before.
Yeah, because when you look at NXT, okay, I want to point out some things that get me ticked off with the show. Okay, I can't say that somebody's going to be over right off the bat because, A, they're in probably the most smartiest building in the history of the business since the ECW arena. Mm. So you have that factor. Two, the fans go into business for themselves. Three, there's a lot of squash matches, and I just don't feel like, it's good to have squash matches here and there. I will say that, but to have two or three squash matches for the sake of having six matches in 1 hour of programming, I think is unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And four, I feel that a lot of times, a lot of these guys are getting this. I love Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Apollo Crews. Mm-hmm. I think Baron Corbin on his own right is underrated.
Yes.
But I think when it comes to, I'm just speaking about promos, I'm not taking anything away from the in-ring style of this guy, but I can't buy into Finn Balor as a main event guy when his promos are probably worse than Roman Reigns at this point.
Wow. Another take I've never heard before. Let me bring you Surfer on. Surfer, how you doing, man?
Groovy.
We got Surfer, we got Scott, and we got Joshua Lopez from WrestleZone.com on the line. But Joshua, man, that's a whole new take of NXT and a Finn Balor. I've never heard. Have you always felt that way?
Yeah, I do. I've been a big fan of the NXT product ever since it was FCW, so I've been following it ever since the beginning, even before the show was moved to the network.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of people it's easy to do in today's society to hop on bandwagon. It's just the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I just don't feel that NXT has a real gauge of their audience when it comes to the fact that, oh, this show is the greatest thing in the history of the business because they're in front of the most smartiest crowd every single week. I give them credit. They're going out of town now. They're doing tours. They're going this place and that place. But at the same time, when you're in the same audience when it comes to television perspective, you're not really getting anything out of it. I see the same show every single week. Okay, this week we're going to have Jordan and Gable. We're going to get these cool chants. I like the performance. I think they're a great tag team, but I don't see anything different with their character development. Samoa Joe, he comes in. He's the bad guy. He's the indie-loving guy. Okay, but we can't decide if we're going to boo or cheer the guy. And then you have the women's division. I think that's probably the best part of the show, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think you're right. With the exception of them having Santana Garrett over there, and the show knows how I feel about her. With the exception of her over there, that women's division is good. I just can't stand Santana. What do you think about AJ Styles finally being in WWE?
I think it's pretty cool. I've been a big fan of AJ his entire career. I think what they've been doing with him has been really good. I really like the Miz TV segment from this past week's Raw and the match Miz and Styles had on SmackDown this past Thursday. So far, so good. I think they're not putting him in a bad position. We all know who AJ Styles is, but we also know at the same time there's a certain thing when it comes to WWE. Whether we agree with it or not is fact. In the last 20 years, WWE has been the major leagues of professional wrestling. And I think it's really cool that AJ Styles is in the place that he deserves. And I'm really interested to see what they're going to do with him for WrestleMania this year.
They know he has some heat on him. He went over, before he came over to WWE, he signed a toy deal with Figures Inc. And their toy line, I think, is going to be rolling out before WWE's line. And he's got some heat on him. But he should be able to survive that, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. You got to look at it this way. When AJ Styles was leaving New Japan, there was a lot of reports saying that AJ Styles didn't even make up his mind where he was going yet. There was still talk about him going back to TNA. He wasn't sure if he wanted to restructure his contract with Ring of Honor, which he got that Figures licensing deal with. And then you have the WWE in this factor. So I think it's one of those things that lingered from his indecisiveness of where he wanted to go after his New Japan contract was over. And I don't think WWE is going to make him in a bad position over something that was out of his control. You know what I mean?
Right. What did you think of, and I know you heard about it. I'm going to go ahead and bring it up now. I was going to bring it up later, but I'll go ahead and bring it up now. Sonny doing porn.
Oh, God. Yeah, I heard her challenge China to a sex match.
Yeah.
You know what? If it's your thing, I mean, by all means, go ahead if you want to check that out. She is a beautiful girl, even for a girl her age. I just don't know if that my style of porn. I don't know if you guys watch it or not, but if I was going to watch that type of thing, I would watch lesbian porn, so... Kudos to her, she's making money, but I don't know, for me, I'm not watching that style of porn. I just can't do it.
And it's kind of shocking me that she's doing this and she's got an autobiography coming out.
Yeah, she has a book out, and I heard that she was selling her WWE Hall of Fame ring, which is really odd, but hey, if you're desperate, you gotta do what you gotta do to make ends meet, I guess.
Yeah. You
Ray do his book report yet?
Did Ray's do? Oh,
what?
I don't think Ray's did.
One of the guys in the network is going to write up a report on it and go on the air.
That'd be so awesome if he actually did that. It's also being linked out there, guys. Crime Time says they want back in the WWE. You guys want to see Crime Time back?
JTG and Chad, yeah. I mean, I hated when they broke them up.
As wrestlers, sure. As Crime Time, no.
Joshua?
I think it'd be a good thing for the tag division. Yeah, you got the New Day, you have the Social Outcasts, but I think Cryfy is probably one of the most underappreciated tag teams just for their work in the ring. So yeah, I would love to see Cryfy back.
I said it before. I think one thing that kind of messed Crime Time up was the fact they did a lot of wrestling overseas, particularly in Japan. And I think that kind of messed them up a little bit, because once you lose that WWE train of thought or whatever, it can come back to bite you a little bit.
Did you guys see the book JTG wrote, the e-book, or no?
Yeah.
What happened?
I saw he came out with JTD came out with an ebook. Last year?
Yeah, he was like, why did I write this book? Just making a joke at him when he got fired from John Laurinaitis. Sham, why did I pick up this phone?
Oh, so yeah.
He was putting a lot of behind the scenes stories at his time at WWE and why he got so much heat.
Somebody has asked me. Okay. Rumor has it, whoever loses between Finn Balor and Samoa Joe at NXT TakeOver Dallas is more than likely headed to the main roster. But you just said Finn Balor is not ready. So, do you think, what could Samoa Joe do over there? Maybe get Joe versus AJ?
Yeah, you could do that if you want to do the whole strike when the iron's hot theory. I just think Samoa Joe be great to come up right now, because when it comes to the main roster, there's a lot of heels on the roster, but is there really a lot of effective heels on the roster? And I think Samoa Joe, with his experience, can not only help that side of the storytelling, but also help a lot of wrestlers in the ring that don't have that much TV experience. So if it was me, I would put Samoa Joe up there before Finn Balor.
Question for the whole room. Rumor has it again they're going to bring back the Cruiserweight title. You guys happy to see that?
I read a little bit about that tournament that we're going to have. Mm-hmm. I'm for it. I like, you know, high flying stuff like that. It's been a break from the norm that you have with everybody just punching each other and, you know.
Right.
You know, but as long as Rey Mysterio is not anywhere near it, it's fine.
Yeah, Ray Kalisto, and that's it. Well, what do you think about what you think about that, Surfer?
It's no big deal to me. If they keep it or bring it back, it's just, you know, just something else to watch.
I know you happy to see your girl Naomi this week.
Of course, I'm always happy to see her.
And her LA gears.
Man. Joshua, what do you think about the Cruiserweight title coming back?
I think it'd be cool. If you want, like, a feature attraction and give people a reason to tune into SmackDown, I think the Cruiserweight title would be a good exclusive title for that particular show.
I mean, think of all the guys from NXT that are coming up, like a Tyler Breeze, a Neville, a Sami Zayn. You know, try and put them against the big boys. I mean, this will give them their own division a place to show off for themselves.
Now I got Mr. Fear Ray in the chat room, host of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, that you can listen to this fine network every Friday night. He says he'd rather have a TV title.
TV title?
Mm-hmm.
See, there's only so much you can do with that. The only way I could see that working is if you got rid of the U.S. title.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that's the only way I see it work is if you got rid of the U.S. title and then you made it exclusively to Raw.
Look, I know a lot of people say that you should just combine the IC and the U.S. I don't want to lose the title history of either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know? Both belts are prestigious, and I don't want to lose the title history of either. If you bring the Cruiserweight title in, little guy's got something to fight for. If you bring the TV title in, that gives something, another championship for the mid-carders to go for.
True. And also, I was kind of 50-50 when they mixed both the world title and the WWE title, because when you look at today's roster, you see a lot of guys that you feel they're stuck in the mid-card, and they could have had, like, multiple world heavyweight title reigns by now, when you look at guys like Ziggler, Barrett, Sheamus, all these other guys. I don't know if it was the best decision for them to combine both world championships.
Yeah. See, I'm on the opposite end, because if you would have had one belt all along, you wouldn't have Cena stuck at 15, Triple H at 14, Orton at 13, Edge at 12. You would have had one belt, those numbers would be cut in half, and it would mean more. You know, if Cena breaks Ric Flair's record, Ric Flair did it on one belt. You know, whether jumping from division to division, it was always one belt. It wasn't two going around and split it up and pad numbers. So I was happy when they merged it.
See my problem with them merging it, though, and again, we talked about it, it's been brought up before, that you take a belt away from a roster. Now, because you're injury prone, it's not hurting now, but it can hurt when guys come back.
But it makes more interesting when you have a lot of people vying for the title
rather than
just one or two.
Right.
You know, when they had it split up, it was like you knew, oh, this person's on SmackDown, they're guaranteed the belt. You know, oh, this person's on Raw, they're guaranteed the belt. You know, it's like Paul Heyman said to John Layfield, JBL, the only reason you're a champ is because Triple H doesn't want to work on Tuesdays. You know, and it was the truth. You know, if the guy doesn't want to work on SmackDown, then you're going to have a sub-carder getting the belt, you know.
There's some truth to that. Definitely truth to that. What is everybody thinking about? Let me get some early thoughts. What are you guys thinking about Fastlane right now?
Besides the triple threat match, I don't even know what else. Is it Charlotte versus Brie Bella, I heard? Because she pinned her the other day on Raw?
I just know of the triple threat. Joshua, okay. Have you heard anything else about it?
No, I'll call to you guys, because I with me covering the shows, I have a different perspective now where I'm not distracted by social media or whatever Dave Meltzer says, and I have a great opportunity to, like, dissect and watch the show for what it is. I'm not watching and covering shows looking for something to bitch about or assume that this is going to happen. Oh, because Brie Bella beat Charlotte on Raw, oh, she's immediately going to have the title shot. Now, when you look at it, it's Fastlane. It's one of the last shows before WrestleMania. Can you do something like that and you get some more heat on Charlotte and make her go down this before WrestleMania? Sure, that's something you could do, but for me, and I'll say this to you guys, as you guys know, you're great. You guys know what you're talking about. You guys watch the product each week.
Mm-hmm.
My caution to you is don't believe everything you see on Raw as a storyline that's going to happen for the next 3 months.
Okay. Gotcha. And the other match that's on the card for Fastlane right now, Rey Kalisto versus Alberto Del Rio for that U.S. title. That's the other match right now. And rumor has it, ADR is not 100%. He has lower back injury.
Yeah.
If what I'm hearing. So, do you like that feud? I'm not feeling it, to be honest with you. You guys feeling that feud?
I don't mind it. I think it's good. It's a little bit more into Lucha than just the Lucha Dragons fighting somebody else. It's, you know, it's a little bit more into the Lucha background, especially with Del Rio, you know, both of them coming from that background. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind it at all. I like high-flying Del Rio than just, you know, he kicks everybody in the head, Del Rio.
Right. What's your thing, Surf? You're being mighty quiet tonight.
You know, I just think it's part of the whole political process. They got Mexicans fighting Mexicans. Can't we all just get along?
So you're saying McMahon's doing it to piss off Trump?
I'll tell you what I thought was interesting, though. I looked at the replay on SmackDown the other night. You saw Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose sort of kind of get into it there.
It's predictable. It is predictable that... He accidentally hits Reigns early in the night, and then it happens again. So you know the turn is coming. One of them's going to turn the other, or you know they not. Let's see. Fastlane is what?
2 weeks.
21st, February 21st.
In about another week, they'll be pushing each other by the end of Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily throwing blows, but they'll be in each. each other's face.
Right. I still think Brock's going to win this. I still think that. I feel that that Brock's going to win this thing, and we're going to get Brock Triple H.
No.
For the title. What are you thinking, Scott? What are you thinking, Surfer? What are you thinking, Josh?
I think the Wyatt's going to come down and interfere in the match against Brock, and he's going to end up fighting Bray at WrestleMania. And then it's going to be Roman Reigns versus Triple H. It's the whole build-up, and he'll get the belt back and blah, blah, blah. It's another Samoan with a belt.
Starting to sound like Tony C there.
Dude, don't you hear me? Me and Tony C, are, we hate the Samoan fan club. I mean, they're winning Grammys and don't even sing like Milli Vanilli.
Oh, man. Joshua, what you thinking, man?
I don't see Brock and Triple H happening. I don't. I do think Roman Reigns will win. Sorry, guys. I know there's a lot of Roman Reigns haters out there. He's not my favorite WWE superstar, but I'm not on the hate wagon as everybody else is on. I do agree that the Wyatts will come in and cost Brock. Now, here's the thing, though. For me, I feel like it's good just to finish the story, whether people like it or not, just let it go. And if WWE doesn't get 100,000 people and it doesn't draw like WWE expected to do for this year's WrestleMania, you know what? Then Roman Reigns was not the guy. But I feel like, you know, you put so much time into this storyline and giving him the push, you know, just let him get it over with. If it's not, if you don't reap the rewards of this push, then you know at the end of the day, Roman Reigns was not the main guy that you should feature on your main event scene.
Right. But do you think if they don't sell out, that could also have a lot to do with injuries of John Cena, Randy Orton?
They're not sold out?
I heard that last year that a lot of fans are saying, oh, this is going to be the worst WrestleMania of all time last year at WrestleMania 31. I got to cover the event last year, and the Levi's Stadium WrestleMania was the highest gross WrestleMania of all time with Reigns and Lesnar in the main event. So, you know, yeah, we could whine and moan about what we see on TV, but for some reason to me, and it's been going on for the last 5 years, the brand of WrestleMania and all the stuff that comes with it with the events, the signings, and all that jazz, I just think the brand has been selling on its name alone more than what's on the card. The injuries is a fortunate thing. I don't think Randy Orton is missing the show, despite, like I said, don't believe every single thing you hear from Dave Meltzer. Randy Orton is not supposed to get shoulder surgery. He should be coming back soon. I don't know about Daniel Bryan. I'll believe it when I see it. I think for me, guys, what bums me out about not seeing at WrestleMania this year is Seth Rollins and Cesaro. But that's me.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, me too.
Those two can go.
Now, guys, I don't mean to cut you off, Scott. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm just done.
I was going to ask you guys, what's this I'm hearing? Braun Strowman versus Undertaker at Mania 32? What?
Undertaker already nixed it.
He already did? Okay.
Yeah, he said he has final say of who he fights.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Thank goodness.
He said he would fight either Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Lesnar,
mm-hmm.
Somebody else, and two other guys. Oh, Balor, mm-hmm. and two other guys that he didn't name, and Owens.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, if he fights Sting, you have to give Sting the win. Sting can't go 0-3 in his WWE career.
He's not 0-3, he's 2-2.
Who did he beat?
He won.
He's won a couple of TV matches.
A tag team match, and he won.
Yeah.
I don't count those. I'm talking about, I mean, he fought Triple H in what was like the garbage ass of a donkey's.
He's only had two pay-per-view matches.
Yeah. I mean, the one against Rollins was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. But he has to win. He has to win at Mania.
He got hurt. That's the reason why he lost that match.
Hey, if Phil Goldberg could lose the majority of his marquee matches in his WWE run, so can Sting.
I'm going to say this right now, because Big Tone's not here yet, so I'm going to say it for Big Tone. Fuck Goldberg. But, but you know, I was kind of shocked that it looks like Vince McMahon's going to put some work into Strowman.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Speaking
when
of
I heard that, hey, when I heard that, guys, I thought any match between Brock Lesnar against Braun Strowman or Undertaker versus him would have been as bad as Booker T versus the Boogeyman at WrestleMania 22. Oh, God.
Braun Strowman wouldn't have been a bad idea if he had been around for
a minute or so.
4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And
now, go ahead, sir.
Once, like, first he has to have a run where he's out there on his own, just dominating the entire, division.
Right.
Not a lackey to someone else. And I mean, right now, yeah, he's a beast, and he's putting people to sleep with his bear hug. But he has to go out there on his own and put people under the mat and put the fear of God into everyone.
Yeah.
Then he becomes that, oh my God, what are we going to do? It's Braun Strowman.
Now, let me ask you guys this, and we're still staying on a Wyatt family track, so to speak. I've never seen, recently, not back in the day, but recently, a team who has done so much and not a title win to show for it, except for Luke Harper when he won the IC title.
But they were split up at that point.
Yeah, that's true. But they haven't had a title to their name, but they're so freaking over. It's just crazy.
See, they missed a boat when it was him and Rowan. They should have been tag champs. Like, those matches they had against the Usos,
mm-hmm.
as much as I hate the Usos, they were good matches,
yeah.
man. Those, you know, they missed a boat by not giving them the belt there. And now it's just like, what do you do with them? They're stuck in that limbo.
Yep.
It's like you put Bray Wyatt against all these big names and he's stuck in this limbo because he lost all, you know, and he eventually lost the feud. Mm. You know?
Only feud he won was against Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And speaking of Daniel Bryan, you guys see Daniel Bryan coming back anytime in the immediate future?
After Mania. I mean, what do you do with him if you put him back in there now?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
So, going
back to, you brought up Goldberg earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You guys seen a picture of Ryberg or Goldback, whatever you want to call him?
Yeah.
He wrestled Thursday in a getup.
Yeah.
Yep. Feed me who's next.
Feed me who's next.
What the hell is that, man? Don't... I ain't feeling right back either. He got there, and he had all that hype when he first got there, and look where he is now.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Hey, guys, I wanted to say this really quick.
Sure.
On the Bray Wyatt thing,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you'll agree with me or not, but I look at a lot of Bray Wyatt as I did Mankind in his early days in the WWF before the whole big Hell in a Cell thing and the championships and all that. When you look at Bray Wyatt, I see so many similarities between him and the heel Mankind character, where his character wasn't about wins or losses or how many titles he had. It's just, you never know what was coming with the guy when he popped up or what he's going to say on the mic. And I think that's why he seems to be over. Bray Wyatt has picked up victories. It just hasn't been on the major pay-per-views. He's won a feud against Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
I think he beat Reigns on a pay-per-view before. He's had victories, it just hasn't been on that major scale, and I feel that there's a lot of similarities between him and Mick Foley, so I think he'll have a good future once he's really on his own as a sole entity.
He reminds me more, and I don't know how much you watched WCW back in the day, he reminds me more of Kevin Sullivan.
Mm-hmm. That's a great comparison.
Yeah, he reminds me more of Kevin Sullivan than anybody. And I like Kevin Sullivan. Title history wasn't as extensive, but I like Kevin Sullivan a lot.
Bray Wyatt is probably the best on the microphone they have right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes what he says is very repetitive.
Yeah, but he could cut a promo like at the drop of a dime and like, just go do it. He'll go out there and do it.
I mean,
hey, The Rock said a lot of things that were repetitive, but he made it entertaining.
Rock repeats himself a lot. He'll be like, back when I was a little kid up to my daddy's knee. He repeats himself constantly. It's like, go away. Just spit it out.
But Bray Wyatt talks about eating more worlds than Galactus. I mean, come on now.
I'm going to eat the world. It's been reported that WWE offered Batista a role at this year's Mania, but he refused it.
You got to make that Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
You finna say that, yep. Surfer.
Gotta make that paper.
They also seems to be that they're trying to get HBK to appear at Mania 32 as well.
You know that would be there.
He's going to be there because just in plain, it's Texas.
And yeah.
You know, anytime they go to Texas, he shows up. But he, mm-hmm. You know, I will give it to HBK. As much as people retire and they stay out for 2 years and then come back, he has stayed out. He has stayed out. He's like, I gave my word. I am not going back on it.
Yeah.
He's not
in shape, one thing. He comes out. He does not look like he could wrestle for 3 minutes.
Nope.
Nope. And the only time I ever thought I wanted to see Shawn back in the ring was against Triple H, because they never had a one-on-one WrestleMania match.
Nope.
And that was the only other opponent I wanted to see him in the ring against. So I got to give him credit where credit's due. He sticks to his guns, but if he was ever able to be back in the ring, I wanted to see him against Triple H more than Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Stone Cold was in the news this week. I think he did the Opie show earlier this week, and he says he was asked about one more match. Stone Cold said he's done. He's got nothing more to prove.
He can't go. I mean, between his neck and his knees, his whole body will just drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's he should stay on the sidelines, show up, drink a beer or two with the crowd. That's it.
Besides, I lost all respect for him when he did Grown Ups 2. I mean, to do that bad of a movie, come on now.
Awesome Kong was released from TNA over locker room issues with Rebe Sky. What are you thinking? Apparently she got upset about Rebe Sky dressing in the Knockouts locker room.
I don't blame her. Bitch don't need to be in there.
She doesn't. She's not a wrestler.
But why are you going to put your hands on her? Doesn't that take it to the... Doesn't that kind of cross a line?
Nobody else is... Listen. Nobody... No other... No diva's man or husband could just dress in the men's locker room.
That's true. That's true. But she put her hands on it and lost her job over it.
She probably did it because she wanted out. She probably said, I need to get the hell out of here.
That's a Gentleman Zell syndrome. Gentleman Zell acting up because he wanted to get out of Cleveland, but now he's in.
Didn't she beat up Hogan's boy, Love Sponge, or some shit like that?
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. She sure did.
So everybody knows the kind of. That she's like that to show. She'll smack a motherfucker up. So.
Smack your ass up. Joshua, what else do you watch besides WWE and TNA?
I cover Lucha Underground for the site each week. I think to me, besides the weekly WWE stuff, my Lucha Underground is my favorite wrestling show. It's awesome. I never get bored watching it. I think Matt Stryker and Vampiro are good commentary team.
Yes.
I know that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to watch Lucha Underground, and I've been fortunate enough to conduct a series of interviews for my radio show with the cast from Lucha Underground, and they're great people, and I hope it works out for them.
What do you think of Cornette's comments?
Oh, God, here we go.
I got to ask you, man. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good, man. I'm going to say it like this, and I don't care if anybody gets offended or not, because I kind of pride myself in being respectful. You know, there's a lot of wrestling media members that get off on being negative and Mr. I'm angry in the world, and I'm going to have a strike. I'm going to have a stroke on air over a subjective storyline and how the state of the business is every single week. That's not me, but when you look at guys like Jim Cornette, I sit here and I ask myself, when you look at Jim Cornette, he prides himself on giving every minute insight to the behind-the-scenes aspects of the business on his shoot interviews. He's a carny guy that sells, he pops off his DVDs, he cons it off at all these Comic-Cons and all these places, and he's always angry. And, you know, maybe that's his shtick, and maybe he likes to live off of anger, but for him to say that, oh, Lucha Underground is not presented in sport is the most ass-headed comment I've heard this entire year, because Lucha Underground, out of all the wrestling shows, besides New Japan Pro Wrestling, treats it like a fucking sport. So what the hell is he watching?
The only comment I agree with him on is it's a bit too choreographed. You can tell the spot to, you know, get into those spots and stay in there. That's about it. But I love Lucha Underground. It's my favorite wrestling on TV.
I like both. I like Lucha Underground and New Japan. My only problem with New Japan, they try to get everybody in their shows. Everybody got to be in. The whole roster got to be in the doggone show. At some point, the whole roster got to be in the show. But I love both Lucha Underground and I love New Japan Wrestling. Sexy Star, man, please.
What, you don't like Sexy
Star?
Oh,
I love Sexy Star.
Did you see the ESPN cover she did?
Yes.
My God.
Yeah. Woo.
Phenomenal.
Boy.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. And we ain't talking about no AJ Styles when we say phenomenal, boy.
That's right up there with Becky Lynch.
Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness.
And Josh. Yeah, Josh, I'm sorry. My mic was having issues before when we were talking about Becky Lynch. I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you think if she doesn't win the title now, she gets buried?
No, and I think people bastardize the word buried. Let me break it down to this, guys. When you look at the roster right now, with the exception of John Cena, Randy Orton, Big Show, and Jericho, whenever he decides to show up, about 75% of their roster right now has about 3 or 4 years television experience on the main roster. These guys are not going anywhere. They're going to be there for the next 10, 15 years. So if she doesn't win the title in the next month or at WrestleMania, she's not buried. I just think people throw that term out just for the sake of it. I don't get it.
I guess that was too strong a word, but, you know, like, does she get, you know, pushed back down to the bottom and start working back up? Almost kind of like Alicia Fox or Natalya or someone along those lines.
You know what? And I'm glad you bring that up. Just I'm going to interrupt for just a quick second. I'm glad you brought that up, because my thing is you need to me, if she doesn't win it now, and Becky's kind of in a bad spot because she's an indie coming over. She did great work in Shimmer. She did great work overseas. Did great in NXT. I'm to the point now, if she doesn't win this title, she may end up being a bigger fish back in NXT.
They have the power to do that, but for me, like I was saying, you know, there's going to be a lot of times where your favorite person may not get the title at that moment.
Right.
And if they wanted to implement a power ranking system for these divas now, or women, whatever you want to call them, I think that's a good thing. I think that when it comes to the in-ring wrestling, it's gotten a lot better, and they're getting more time. They're getting more multiple match segments. You see that more on SmackDown than you do on Raw.
Right.
But for somebody like Becky Lynch, she's such an underdog in her character and the way she performs. I don't think if she loses one feud or she doesn't win a championship in the next year, she's not going to be affected. She's one of those wrestlers who loves the sport. She's going to be there for a long time, and I think she'll reap the benefits of that down the road.
We shall see. We shall see. I don't know if you guys remember former WWE wrestler Mordecai. You guys remember him?
Yes.
Yep.
He says that wrestlers deserve WWE Network royalties. What do you guys think about that?
Well,
no.
Did he ever get that sword out the ring? Because that's the last time I saw him. He stabbed the ring or something?
Yeah. That's the last time I saw him. Yep.
Isn't it in a contract that they own your likeness and everything?
Yeah,
I think so. I think one of the few people that doesn't, what's his name? I can't remember his name off the top of my head. The Godfather. He bought his own characters. So, like, him, when he goes in as somebody else, he can actually do that and not have to fear there would be any ramification for WWE. Like, if you want to go do Papa Shango for TNA, they can't stop him because he bought the rights to the character.
For TC, TC's one of those guys that bought out his own licensing stuff, too. And I think both parties, too, right? Matt and Jeff bought their own, like, revenue stuff, too.
Yeah, is that why you never see those guys in video games?
Yo. I mean, oh man, don't even get me started on TNA. I am not a big Matt Hardy fan at all.
Me either.
What do you think about Matt Hardy, Joshua?
That's not even the worst part about TNA, bro. I said this a lot on my radio show. Josh Matthews may be the worst commentator in the history of wrestling.
I don't know.
JBL.
I don't know, because Byron Saxon's right there.
The Pope.
Yeah, the Pope too. The Pope too.
Now, I like. I think just the way they do it, their commentating is trash. If you're live, it's one thing, but he's commentating on pre-recorded stuff.
Correct.
In a studio, basically, and that's a lot different than, you know, you're not getting the, you're not feeling the crowd, you're not getting the whole emotion, so you're lacking when you do it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't mind Josh Matthews when he was in the WWE, but he's a lot worse than TNA.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the Pope is just bad.
Pope is hot garbage.
Terrible. I'm going to pull a Barkley here. Terrible.
Terrible. Terrible, man. Oh, my goodness. I don't know whose idea was it to put him in that position, but it was a bad idea, and they need to be fired immediately.
Correct.
Who are some of you guys' dream opponents for AJ Styles?
Owens.
Owens for you?
Yeah.
Surfer, you got an opponent for AJ Styles you would like to see?
Opponent? Oh, he said he'll be right back.
Okay, I thought he was back.
Styles?
Yeah.
I thought she retired.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. So,
damn. Joshua, anybody you want to in particular see against AJ?
I like to see him against Neville.
Oh, that won't be bad.
Maybe him or Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think him and Luke Harper could have some good matches too.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ziggler, is there any way for him to get out of the doghouse?
He's stuck.
Permanent stay. Seasonal residence.
It's not that he's in the doghouse. They put him on a chain to the doghouse. He doesn't even have like three rope guards. He's chained up. He got the big water bowl by his feet, and that's it. They come by twice a day and dump a cup of food in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I got an email earlier and for the night show, and I'll go ahead and ask it now. Is Finn Balor the modern-day Great Muta?
I think that's disrespectful to the Great Muta, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's never going to be another Muta. You know, he's going to be the one that you always ask, like, who's the next Jordan? Who's the next Kobe? Who's the next LeBron? You know? They're always going to be who's the next one, but there's never going to be another Muta.
Yeah. Agreed. It was also in the news today. Lex Luger came up in the news. He's receiving the Frank Gotch Award. The award is given to professional wrestlers who bring positive recognition to professional wrestlers through work outside the ring. Last I heard Lex was doing, he was working for the WB Wellness. Joshua, you have any light on that? You shedding light on that?
I haven't heard that much from him, to be honest with you. I think it's cool that he's getting the award, but I haven't heard anything new from him.
That's the last time I heard he was doing anything.
Yeah.
So we shall see. Another rumor is Sheamus should be back working in a couple of weeks on TV. Anybody want to see Sheamus come back?
Yes and no.
I agree with him. I feel that I'm not indifferent to Sheamus. I just think that he's in a fortunate situation where he's in the league of injuries. It's kind of like the Madden curse when you're with guys who are perennial guys that get injured. So I just think for him, he needs to get away from the league of injuries.
I think that with him, they just need to take off the stupid mohawk, the rubber bands, and just let him go back to when he first came up, when they had him in that crappy ECW when he came up.
Be back to shit. Be back to shit from before.
He didn't talk. He just kicked your ass, and he left. I mean, look, dude put Triple H on a shelf for a year. How many people could say that?
Yeah.
You know, he was a badass, but now the biggest mistake they did was turn him face. Because he just lost a lot of respect.
That's a lot of step, a lot of respect when they did that makeover character of his with the mohawk and stuff like that. I mean, man, you're right. That was just bad. What did you guys think about Monday Night Raw this week?
I didn't watch most of it.
Josh, what did you watch?
I'll say this. I felt that the commentary sucked. That's something new. I think it takes away from the actual entertainment portion of it, because when you compare like Raw to SmackDown, I feel SmackDown's the better show on the premise. Not because it's 2 hours, but I feel with like Mauro Ranallo and just the overall show, I think SmackDown gets more character development. But one thing I will say about Raw this past Monday is that I like the fact that they were giving spotlight to other guys and girls that you wouldn't expect that would even have the time they did on the show this past Monday. And the fact that, yeah, I get it, they're in Birmingham, Alabama, but the fact that the Wyatt family got the crowd to chant for Big Show, I thought I would never hear that this year. Freaking Big Show chants in 2016. So it wasn't the greatest thing to write about. I thought it was decent at best, but I appreciate the fact that they're giving other people time to shine.
No. A lot of people think that the December 3rd match that was on the network with Big Show and Lesnar was Big Show's last match because of the way he acted after afterwards. Mm. Do you think it was his supposed to be? Was it supposed to be his last match that you know, Josh, and they kept him around because of the injuries, just as a roster spot?
No, I think people bought into that rumor. I don't see that happening, and I feel that when you look at guys like Kane and Mark Henry and Big Show, I think they're being saved for their final Mania appearance this year.
Wow.
I agree with Josh. They got to be coming to the end of their careers.
Particularly Mark Henry.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to anybody, but normally WWE's Black History Month kicks off with Ernie the Cat Ladd.
Right.
It kicked off with Mark Henry.
Yeah, it did.
You know? So that's got to be saying something in there. You know, Rage's daddy.
that was amazing. Mark Henry, Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
One thing McMahon loves is loyalty. Mm-hmm. And he's been there 20 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First ballot? Maybe not, but he's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy that tweeted R-Truth this week? Did you hear about that story? Yeah. Oh. You could have been one of the all-time greats. Why you let WWE... What was it? You could have been one of the all-time greats. Why you let WWE make a fool of you or something like that? So it came back saying, I'm making 6 digits, and I'm doing something that I like to do. Only fool around here is you.
Put a smile on people's faces.
Yeah, the only fool around here is you. So I thought that was kind of classy. Yeah. No, it was really, really classy. Who deserves an IC or a U.S. title shot the most? Josh, what you thinking?
I'm going to go with Rusev for the IC title instead of the U.S. house, since he already had it. And then, you know what? I could go with AJ. AJ Styles for IC title. Just for the meantime, if they're not going to put him in the world title scene immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, AJ definitely should get one of them just because he's AJ.
Right.
And who else is... I'd like to see Tyler Breeze get involved in some matches for him.
But Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Tyler Breeze have heat with WWE too?
There was something about him leaving earlier than he went. I guess you're not allowed to leave the building at TV until a certain time. It's just logistical things when it comes to like business and where you need to be if you need to do media routes or something like that. That's what I heard about the Tyler Breeze situation. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Tyler Breeze, I know that a lot of people are like, oh my God, he's being buried. But hey, you know, everybody talks about the almighty NXT. He lost a billion times in NXT.
He did.
You know, Apollo Crews made his debut. Tyler Breeze lost to him on the first takeover he was on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I look at it like this. I mean, you brought him up, and you're going into Mania season. It's hard to write creative when you can't throw the guy into like big matches at this time of year, because you're taking your big names and you're putting them in stories for Mania. I think he just came up at the wrong time.
Yeah,
you know, I'd like to see him get into a feud with Neville. I think that would be good.
I had somebody tweet us at WrestleZone while doing the live tweeting on Monday. They posed an idea of having Tyler Breeze with the returning dashing Cody Rhodes.
That'd be interesting. My boy Cass Cow, Tyler Breeze lost to Titus O'Neil this week. He's done. Oh, man.
Ura.
I know. Poor Tyler Breeze.
So, what do you think of this job squad or social outcasts, as they call themselves? Do you think it's like... Do you think they're pretty much done? This is just their last hurrah, like a 3MB?
Yeah. And that's what they're giving calls for. And they're actually pretty entertaining. I gotta say this. They took on New Day on SmackDown this week. It's probably one of the funniest segments I've seen this entire year. And you know what? The match wasn't that bad either, actually. So... I'm happy the guys are getting TV time. Unfortunate that Bo Lida was there. That's dealing with family issues. But, you know, it hasn't been that bad. I've seen far worse.
Boto.
Boto.
Was it on the pay-per-view we came out, he had a camel toast? Hashtag Boto.
Yeah.
Josh, let me ask you, man. What do you think about the New Day?
I love the New Day. I'll say this as a grown man, I'm not going to buy unicorn horns. I'm sorry. It's just not my thing. I know that a lot of comic book nerds and you know, a lot of the guys that go through those Wizard World things in San Diego would probably get those. But for me, I love what they do. As a fellow musician, I admire what a favorite Woods could do on the trombone. And just the Kofi that he's in a group that is actually helping them be elevated to a bigger level. So I love the New Day.
Why doesn't Xavier Woods wrestle as much as Kofi and Big E?
I don't know. Maybe because he was in TNA. I don't know. I'm not saying that's the reason why. But honestly, though, are you going to be more entertained by what he does in the ring or what he does outside the ring as the manager?
I mean, I love what he does outside the ring, but I know what he could do in the ring, and it's good. You know, I mean,
I remember that one match he had with John Cena when they were doing the open challenges.
Remember that.
You guys remember that?
Yeah.
One of my favorite tag teams from when TNA was good was Lethal Consequences. With him and Jay Lethal, and they could go in the ring. And they were young at that point, too.
Yeah. They could.
So that's why I'm like, why don't they allow him in the ring? Is it his choice? Like, with his school studies and all, being a doctor?
Yeah, probably.
Wait, Josh, what do you think about ROH right now?
ROH? I think they're doing a better job with their production. I know that's the big complaint a lot of people had about them. I'm happy that they're doing traditional pay-per-views. I'll be the homer here. Ring of Honor's coming here to Chicago the day after my birthday for Global Wars, which I think is pretty cool. And I think their roster's doing good. Yeah, they're going to have some hits with losing AJ and the other guys from the Bullet Club, but they're doing some good jobs at re-signing. In your guys' opinions, you guys are probably indie fans, right? Who from the indie scene should join Ring of Honor?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I mean, what's his name just left? Solomon Crowe.
Mm-hmm. Crowe left.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, he got booted out. Who's the other guy? Bull Dempsey.
Didn't Bull Dempsey have two runs? I thought Bull Dempsey had, like, two runs in WWE. I could be wrong.
He I think he did, but, you know, he just got, you know, let go, so right. He should head over there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those guys.
I know a lot of people bring up, Zack Sabre Jr. Is that his name? The guy from England?
Oh, I know. Yeah. They talked about him the other day. Didn't he sign that TNA deal and they didn't wrestle
him? I hope not. I hope not.
I think it was him that they signed him to be over on the UK tour and then they didn't use him because he signed a deal with New Japan.
Well, he signed a deal and they didn't use him. He still gets paid.
Yeah. Well,
then again, TNA doesn't pay anybody.
They ain't pay Kong. Probably didn't pay Kong. Probably why she did what she did. Let me get the hell out of here. Let me get a check. So I get a check. Good Lord.
I'll get paid by taking that ass out.
Heck yeah. Josh, who you got tomorrow, man? I know you're a football fan. Who you got tomorrow in the Super Bowl, my friend?
I'm going to go with Carolina. I love Ron Rivera. He was the former D coordinator for the Bears. You have other former Bears like Charles Tillman, Greg Olsen, Jared Allen are on the team. I think what I love about the Super Bowl this year, guys, is not the fact that I don't have to watch the stupid New England the Patriots anymore in the Super Bowl. I don't have to sit here and fall asleep watching Belichick and Brady on my screen.
Be careful.
And it's two games that I actually enjoy.
Be careful. You got a Patriots fan on the line. Get him, sir. Forget him.
I'm sorry, man.
Get him, sir.
Forget him. I have to call a spade a spade, man.
Get him, sir.
Forget him. This team is freaking ridiculous. I'll say this, guys. I think Carolina's going to win 23-20 in overtime. I think this could be the one Super Bowl that actually goes to overtime. And I think it'd be fitting since it's Super Bowl 50. And I think Kandu and gets the job done tomorrow.
Get him, sir. Forget him.
Peyton Manning's going to go down like the loser he's always been. Listen. Just because the Patriots perfected the art of cheating doesn't mean that y'all should hate on it. Okay? I mean, if you cheated, you would root for it too.
They didn't perfect it if they got caught.
Oh.
They didn't get caught.
Yes, they did.
First of all, they got ratted on by a guy who's not even in the league.
Right.
And was doing it when he was part of the team. So, you know, snitches lose their job.
Stitches.
You gonna go put two behind his ear, surfer?
No, I didn't have to.
Once
he showed that he's willing to snitch on Belichick, you know, all the team was willing to work with the man. So once he lost his job, that was it. Now he can go collect unemployment for the rest of his life, go beg on the street. He ruined the Jets. Okay, so good for him. As far as the deflate gate, what proof was there that somebody stuck any pins in those balls and deflated them?
My thing is that if they didn't do it, why the hell did he need to take 8 months in the offseason to actually make a final decision whether the guy was guilty or not? If they didn't do it, we should have been talking about it before the freaking season started.
Okay, it's because of the look. Like,
keep the NFL relevant in the offseason and has to have something to talk about every other day.
Commissioner,
yeah, unfortunately,
the commissioner is cool with Kraft, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, Kraft gives him his barking orders like a lot of owners do. And so they had to make it seem like they really looked into it. They really didn't care. And listen, I could see if they were saying the balls was deflated for the other team, so they couldn't throw the ball. But if you're deflating your own balls,
you get used to playing with them that way. No, seriously, let me ask you a question. Why did Tom Brady throw away his cell phone? There's two reasons. Yeah. He's a spy, or he was hiding something.
Yeah. Okay, how, correct. Spy. How did the refs let a whole half of a game go by before they said, wait a minute, these balls feel softer than they should? They've been touching the balls the whole game, okay? This wasn't like there was a regular ball and then somebody switched it and the ref didn't know. The refs touched the ball between every play. They picked the ball up. They're the ones that put it down on the field. They're the ones that switch the balls in and out. So, come on now.
When you're switching out a ball that's coming into the game and it's 20 degrees outside, it's pretty frozen. You got to let them get warm before they start feeling softer. And that's when they noticed it at halftime, when they were used and they were feeling, you know, that was, something wasn't right.
Do you really think?
Air expands when it's frozen.
Okay, so.
That is true.
Air expands.
Yeah.
All right, so then the balls, so you're saying the balls were deflated the whole time, and they didn't notice it. It took an hour and a half to notice it.
But when you switch out the balls and they're staying at constant temperature until they get warmed up and used a lot, yeah, it's going to take a while for them to get to the temperature where it's going to start feeling deflated.
But it wasn't deflated when the game started. And they didn't deflate them on the sidelines.
Again, frozen, expanding.
Well, regardless of the fact, we don't have to worry about the Patriots being in this year's Super Bowl. That's my thing.
Same old crap.
And
I'm surprised they didn't spend $5 million to film a commercial just so they could be on TV.
Oh, man. I'm gonna go ahead and plug in now. Don't forget to join us 4 p.m. tomorrow. Surfer and myself will be doing the Super Bowl 50 pre-show tomorrow and doing a post-show right after. So you gotta definitely check us out. Definitely check us out. Overall, Josh, what's your overall looking at WWE as a whole? Do you see better things ahead as guys coming back, or are we pretty much gonna have the same old, same old?
I think we're gonna get more bigger things ahead because, of course, with the injuries, you're gonna get a lot of people back. Hopefully, the Nikki Bella thing is not too serious. I think she improved a lot last year as a performer. I think she can help out the division whenever she decides to come back. I just think that. For me, and I'm more optimistic than most of the wrestling media members, it's just for me, I'm not going to have a heart attack on air over a subjective storyline. It's just not my thing. I know a lot of people get off on that, but I don't think everything's that bad, to be honest with you, and I feel that if people actually take the time to watch the show instead of going off what people say on social media or whatever Dave Meltzer reports, then you can actually enjoy the product more. And that's something I've noticed. I know I'm in the position where I do play-by-play articles, and I'm on the dirt sheet site, but I'm not writing anything that's not true. I'm basically putting what's on the program each week, and it's helped me more into the product. Like I mentioned earlier, a lot of these guys don't have the amount of TV experience compared to the rosters that could be added to their and the 80s, because they all had territorial experience as well. So I'm more interested in seeing the journey of these particular wrestlers getting up to that next level in the coming years. Who knows who comes back this year? Because you know with WWE, they always like bringing people back to the roster, so you never know who could show up. That's one of the aspects of WWE I love the most. So I think they're going to be in for a big year. It's going to be more about the, and then when you bring in like guys like Styles and Nakamura or the Bullet Club or whatever, the in-ring product can be off the charts.
I got one more story that we need to go over, and then we'll go ahead and wrap everything up and get on out of here for the night. And I don't know if you've heard it. Let me see if I wrote it down. Nightmare Kenny Wayne, arrested for child exploitation, will serve 5 years in jail. He was the most famous as one half of the Nightmares tag team with Danny Davis. Had a big feud in the Continental Territory. this guy needs to be thrown underneath the jail.
Yeah.
And it's a damn shame that that happened in Solidar Sport. I only saw the guy once. Now it was on a YouTube video. I only saw him once. Have anybody ever heard of the Nightmares tag team from back in the day?
No. Danny Davis.
I heard they are bringing up on his podcast.
Because I've never heard of it. I've never heard of him. I've seen him wrestle against Danny Davis, but I never saw him as a team. So if anybody knows where I can find some more information, Phil might know. Please let me know. I'd like to see more of those guys in action.
Is that the old referee Danny Davis or the OVW Danny Davis?
I think it's OVW Danny Davis.
Okay.
I think it's the OVW Danny Davis. All right, let's go ahead and start with... First of all, Joshua, do you have anything else you want to say before we get out of here for the night?
I just wanted to say thank you guys for having me on. It's a blast. You guys know what you're talking about. It's a fun conversation, and love to come back on sometime.
You're always welcome, my friend. We'll go ahead and let you get on out of here if you wrap things up for the night. Joshua, thank you so much, man. You have a great night.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to say one more thing.
Sure, go ahead.
You guys can check out my articles at RustZone.com. If you guys want to interact with me on social media, you can follow me at Josh Lopez CSR. And check out my wrestling show, radio show out of Chicago, The Pro Wrestling Experience. It's on iTunes if you guys want to check it out. And thanks for the chat, boys. It was a lot of fun.
You on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. For my wrestling show, facebook.com/Pro Wrestling Experience. And then for me, it's Josh E. Lopez. That's with a Y. So, yeah, that's where you can find me on Facebook.
Okay. Awesome, okay, man. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Thank you for being here, man. We appreciate you.
All right, bro. Talk to you later.
Have a good night. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Joshua Lopez, writer from WrestleZone.com. Good to have him on. Good to have him on.
Linked his Facebook in the chat room.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Thank you. Anything from you guys tonight that you want to get out there? Oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. Might not be a short show after all. Tony C., how you doing, my friend?
He's coming for the record.
Damn, well, it's not going to be a short show. The hell is this going on?
What's going on, man? How you doing, man?
It's Saturday night.
Yeah, it
what
is.
What the hell?
Well, someone's got to work tomorrow.
Hey, man. I know you got to work tomorrow, but geez, my knees.
Good show for the Super Bowl.
Man, damn that Super Bowl. We're talking about wrestling on.
We're going to be dipping and dabbing.
Hey, man, it's dipping and dabbing tonight. What the hell? Boys is about to close the store up at 12:17.
Tune in tomorrow while I reveal my secret recipe for the best hot wings and all your partying needs, your snacks. And
yes.
Pizza. Well, you can't see me sauce. Don't nobody want to put that thing down.
Hey, Tony, see, listening to the show?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was listening to the show.
See, I got the Samoan hate out on the guy.
Yes, he did.
I called in piggyback on that.
Yes, he did. He got the Samoan
I was talking out. About deflate gate and deflating balls. You need to deflate these damn Samoans' wrath. Get the hell out of here. Something over here.
Man.
Damn, Roman Reigns. And that another main event.
Did you lose a girlfriend to a Samoan or something while you got this?
Damn thing, thing to him. They lost talent.
I'll be right back, though.
Go ahead, man. I'm going to ask you, I'm glad you called in, Tony, because I was going to ask you a question, and I forgot to ask Joshua. I got it written down, but I forgot to ask him. What would you do if Vince turned on Triple H?
Well, we didn't already seen that back in damn the year, what, 2000?
1999, 2000.
Yeah, so that'll be par for the course. Turn on the who? Back Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
Like, I think my man said it. If they get to Mania and they don't draw 100,000, then the Roman Reigns thing is a flop.
I'm surprised it's not sold out already.
I'm not.
People are waiting to see what that main event is going to be.
Yep.
That holds, you know, that makes a big, that's a big deal, man. That's a big deal. And to see how the rest of the card, you know, rolls out. Who Taker's going to go?
I still think something in wonky could go down where WrestleMania becomes a fatal four-way.
They tried that 15 years ago. 16 years ago.
That was 16 years ago.
And it was the drizzling shit.
This time they may iron out the kinks.
They had a McMahon in every corner. This time the McMahon's have just been one corner. A fatal four way with who, Surfer? Who are your other three outside of Triple H?
The three guys that's going to fast lane.
So you're not going to have the IC title defended at WrestleMania. That's one less match you can have. Yeah. You got to feel 4 out.
I have two matches.
Oh, so you make Ambrose fight twice.
Or lose the belt in the interim.
It's possible, yeah. These things could happen. I'm not saying it's going to go down. I'm just saying, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
If that was an option, they would have did it in between the last 16 years again.
Yeah, but you don't, I mean, just because they haven't done it in the last 16 years doesn't mean they haven't put a plan in motion to do it this year.
Because they haven't done it because they know that it ain't worth a damn. That's why it took, what, the first triple threat match was what, at 20?
Yeah.
Usually it was 20. It's one-on-one. And then 20 was what?
Benoit, Michaels, and Triple H.
No, I'm saying 12 years ago. Look at the gap.
Not worry about what happened decades ago. Worry about now. What
Because that's all I got to go off of.
Yeah, but
yeah, if they want to do that, it'll be a four-way every other year.
No, but maybe the situation, they look at this situation with so many people hurt and people not wanting to. Folk, you know, they want Roman Reigns in there, but they know the people that don't want Roman Reigns in there and seeing Triple H and about to sneeze. So Triple H and Brock Lesnar again, we've seen that go down. And they might not think that Dean Ambrose by himself is at that point where he can main event it, and they may think that's the only thing that they can go with is make it to a triple threat match.
But hold up. Didn't Dean Ambrose already main event a pay-per-view?
That's not
main evented a few of them.
Yeah.
Hell in a Cell 2 years ago with Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He main evented with Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins was the main event in that.
Well, no. Back then, they were. Seth Rollins didn't have the title back then.
Yeah, but still, Seth Rollins Hell in a Cell. That was main eventing those events that he was fighting Dean Ambrose with.
No, Ambrose still was in the main event. It takes two to be a main event.
Yeah, right. Well, listen,
you got to be able to draw on your own.
It's possible that they may think he's ready. It's possible they may not think he's ready. I'm just saying, do not be surprised.
Now you sounded like Rage. Now they laying out the feud in your face and you just go.
No. First of all, I'm not Rage. I'm not blind.
I see you as Rage. I see you sound like.
I'm not blind to the fact that the easiest route for them to go is Triple H versus Roman Reigns. And that wouldn't be a shock to me if Roman Reigns wins. Or would it bother me in any way, shape, or form?
It would be a shock to me if Roman Reigns didn't win.
For real? Now you're saying something.
Yeah.
I can't see Ambrose winning it right now. The storyline is Triple H versus Roman Reigns.
What I'm saying is they may be trying to come up with something to throw everybody off, to be something that most people don't see coming. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know,
you were listening to Talk Brunch. You were on Talk Brunch this week when they played the Del Rio spot. And they said
every show,
match.
Every week.
there's one match that they already have signed for Mania, but he couldn't say it. And it's got to be Triple H versus Roman Reigns.
You know damn well that's the one that's going to be signed. The question is Triple H going to get a rematch at Extreme Rules?
Right.
Plus, you know, they're already planting the seeds of the dissension between Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, which went down on Thursday.
Right.
But besides WrestleMania 4, there's only one person I could think of that ever pulled double duty at Mania, and that was Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Because four had the tournaments.
And so. Rollins did last year.
Yeah, he did. But as much as he wasn't booked that way. Ryan was booked.
As much as I don't like that troll, I gotta give it to him.
Yeah.
I gotta give it to him. As much as I don't like D-Bra, I gotta give it to him. I mean, he did pull double duty that year. So.
But I'm just trying to figure out. My biggest thing is, like the guy said, if they don't put $100,000 in the Cowboy Stadium, man, that's gonna say a lot. Yeah. That's the way you affect WWE. Don't show up.
You might not put $100,000 in there, but you better break WrestleMania 3's attendance record.
I'll give you another prediction. When write this down, people.
Mm.
Okay.
We gotta write it down? It's on record.
The winner of the next Andre the Giant Memorial. Braun Strowman.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
See what that's done for the one that. that before. Or whatever.
Who won the first one? Cesaro.
Cesaro won the first one. Big Show won it. And Big Show won the second one.
Yeah, Cesaro got put with Paul Heyman for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Doom just said Bret Hart lost to Owen and then he beat Yoko. That's right.
Yep.
Well, they both had double duty. Bret Hart and Owen. No, wait.
Oh, it was Bret and Yoko.
Bret had double duty.
And Yoko had double duty too.
Mm-hmm.
And who else did Yoko fight that night?
Luger only fought once.
Oh, he only fought once? And he fell out the ring, right?
No, he fought Yoko.
Nah, he fell out the wheelchair.
No, Yoko fell out the ring.
No, that was at the Rumble. Next year. That was when Luger got the title. Well, no, that one at the Rumble. That was at SummerSlam.
So, wait. Who won the match between Luger and Yoko?
Yoko, Mr. Perfect, disqualified Lex Luger because he bumped. You remember Perfect was the special guest referee,
that night. Yeah. What did Matt Legend say? Triple H loses it at Mania, then wins it back to get the 17 all in one night. What the hell?
And then read what I put after it.
Yeah. What the hell?
If Triple H does that, that'll show me that he is the small, petty man that I think he is, and I would love it. Do a damn rematch right there. Match ain't over.
He goes under the ring like he's gonna pull out a sledgehammer, pulls out a Money in the Bank briefcase, and says, "This shit ain't over, bitch."
Ain't over.
You see, they tried this with Ric Flair back in '99. Y'all probably don't remember Rick when he had control of the company and he beat Hogan.
Yep.
And he put himself over.
Can I make a prediction?
Go ahead. It's your show.
I'll make a prediction. The time of Rey Kalisto is over. ADR getting that United States title back.
No.
He getting it back.
Rey Kalisto getting the run.
Rey Kalisto is going to hold that belt till Mania. I think Del Rio is going
to... Until they bring that cruiserweight belt back.
Del Rio is going to lose on a DQ or something like that. He's going to just beat him to his ass with a chair or something.
Yep.
Duct tape his ass to the ring like he did to the fucking Big Show.
Big Show.
Take your ass to the damn ring, bitch.
That was garbage way to win a last man standing match.
No, didn't Batista do somebody like that too?
He did somebody like that too.
He handcuffed somebody.
Didn't he do the Big Show like that, right? No, the table fell on the Big Show or something.
ADR, the first Last Man Standing, ADR buried him under the announce table.
Yeah.
And then he duct taped him in the second one.
But that wasn't the only time Batista.
No, Batista did somebody like that too.
I thought he handcuffed somebody.
Didn't Cena do the duct tape?
No, Cena stuck Bray Wyatt in a cabinet and turned it upside down.
Last Man Standing match where he duct taped somebody's legs to the ring.
I vaguely remember that. You might be right.
Yeah, and I know.
Sound like him. I remember he FU got named Batista on that car.
They did.
And JBL.
And then who did he bury? Who did he bury under those chairs?
Wade Barrett.
Table match. I mean, chair match.
Wade Barrett.
Damn.
I think it was Wade Barrett.
I'm tired of Wade Barrett. You know the thing that made me. Wade Barrett started so promising, promising.
He's too injury prone.
And
the whole Nexus did.
Yeah, the whole Nexus started out. Now they ain't. What? Who you got left? Wade Barrett and Heath Slater.
And Daniel Bryan.
That's what happens when you let the heart of the Nexus.
Right back.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Tarver.
But he wasn't right back then. He was Skip Sheffield. Yip, de do.
You shouldn't have never let Tarver go. He was the heart of the Nexus.
I believe that.
They all was the heart.
Who was the heart?
They all were.
No.
They all made it work.
Nah, Tarver, man, because Michael Tarver was in pure character when he was out there.
What about Otunga?
When they had that match, when him and Randy Orton and Cena beat down the whole damn thing.
What is Michael Tarver doing anyway right now?
Last I saw him
training with Antonio Tarver. Hell, we don't know.
Last I saw him, he was doing indie work on Facebook. That's the last I saw him. He was doing indie work. That's the last I saw him. But he was the heart of the Nexus, though, because he was in pure character every time he was out there. Every time he was out there.
Antonio Tarver.
Yep. Man.
You probably related to him, too.
And it's been all these years, and Sheamus still ain't let down the fact that he ran away from them sons of bitches.
He did run away from the Nexus.
Yeah.
It's a bastard.
And ran crying for Cena to help him.
Everybody see Cena. Next one was gonna get him, boy.
Surfer got a double treat this week. He saw Naomi and Tamina on Raw. You saw both on Surfer. I know you were happy, man.
Be back where they came from.
It's Black History Month. They'll be out this month, and that's it.
Won't see that Mania. Get your eye full now.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's an Alicia Fox signing this week.
See, I like Tamina because she's a burly chick, you know?
Burly. Man, the day I went back and watched that Mark Henry promo, when him and John Cena, you talking about somebody laughing their ass off.
He had everybody fool. Because I don't know if you guys remember or not, he did that over social media.
Yeah. He was talking about it like the whole day. He tweeting out like cryptic messages. He comes
called
out.
All.
He put his boots at the top of the ramp and everything.
Yep.
Called all his kids' name except for one.
Yeah, he was crying and he's like, "I'm coming home, baby. I'm coming home. Daddy be there."
He didn't mention Rage, so.
I went back. That's one of the prime reasons I went back to watch that footage. See if he mentioned all of them. But
Rage, I'm coming home.
good for Matt. I'm not Matt. Thank you on his name. Well, anyway, he found the baby pictures, so.
Yeah.
Who, Matt Squires?
Yeah, Matt Squires.
He did it.
He tweeted them out to Mark Henry, too.
I know, I saw that.
He tweeted them out.
Yeah.
He tweeted Dixie Carter.
Oh, Matt the thing with Dixie Squires, Carter man. Was hilarious.
Yeah, Matt, that Squires, boy. He got the ball. He got the ball the size of grapefruit, boy.
You didn't see what he did, Will, to Dixie Carter?
I didn't see what he did. What did he do?
She tweeted, Can't wait to see at Billy Corrigan's acoustic concert. Friends asked me for tickets, but they're gone or all sold out. And then she put, like, at Smashing Pumpkins. So he tweeted her back, he's like, Smashing Pumpkins, is that your next gimmick match? Your next pay-per-view title? And she tweeted back, clever.
Yep, she damn sure did. That damn Squires, man. Where are you at, Squires?
Oh, I still
have not gotten the answer back. We've been doing it. I'm going to keep doing it till he come on this show. Dante Baker, you need to make an appearance, my friend.
Dante Baker is a closet Roman Reigns fan. That's my mistake. You're in the closet until you call here and defend that
yourself.
Samoan
defend
suck
yourself.
Machine.
He ordered Samoan Girl Scout cookies. That's how much of a Roman Reigns fan he is.
And the mofo magic canceling your subscription because freaking Samoan don't win.
Man, don't even get me started.
Get
man.
The hell out of here.
They really canceled their subscription because he didn't win the Rumble?
That's what he said.
Damn.
You guys get in on any of the WWE shop deals this week or the last couple of weeks?
I haven't been looking.
I've been posting. Like, this couple of weeks ago, they had buy one, get one for $5 on t-shirts.
Damn.
And just the other day, I put it in the rant page, they had buy one, get one free. So I would have you.
What type of shirt?
All types of shirts. Everybody's.
Man. You hear that, sir?
I am Mrs. Luger shirt for Nikki Bella. Can't have his moves set. Now she done broke her damn neck.
Yeah.
I have to try to be the total package.
Yo, who posted that? I think it was Randy posted that video of Lex Luger on Pawn Stars.
Yeah, I think it was him.
Yeah. He tried to pawn his robe.
Yeah. He got 35 punch for him. I'd have been rocking that shit. I'd have been home and banged every chick I saw wearing that robe.
The robe.
Les Luger.
From the late 80s.
I hope he washed him. I hope he washed it before he sold it.
Yeah.
I hope Lex be at Mania and roll down the ramp.
y'all
be a sight to see.
Y'all bulljacking around, oh boy. Look at what Lex did in his history, though. Those classic feuds he had with Sting and Flair. Yeah.
You know what killed me about Lex Luger on that video? If you watch it, he says, I think I was champ 3 times. How the fuck you not know how many times you were champ?
Well, let me count. Let's see. That one time.
Unless he's talking about the U.S. championship.
He said world champ.
Okay. He was U.S. champ multiple times.
World champ. One.
He was only world champ, what, twice?
Twice. Yeah,
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
91 and 97.
Because he beat Hogan first run for that week.
No. He beat Barry Windham for his first title.
Okay.
Remember with the original attitude, Jeff?
I got you. And then it was Hogan after Barry Windham.
Yeah. That was it. Good time.
But I'm saying, like, I mean, something that big, you know how many times you were champ. You look at those damn replica belts every day in your house.
Yeah.
Well, you should have talked about his U.S. title reign, because he's more known for that.
Yeah.
He got like 37 of those.
Yep.
What? A good handful, and when he got it, he held it for a hot minute, too.
Yeah, he did.
Lex Luger did not play hot potato with the U.S. title, though.
No, he did not.
He got it.
He is in WWE 2K16, by the way.
Oh, which one?
The video game. Mm-hmm.
The one with the black tights or the 1991 Lex Luger?
The 1991 Lex Luger, I believe.
Oh, man.
He was WCW World Heavyweight Champ twice, U.S. Champ 5 times, TV title 2 times, Tag Champ 3 times.
Every time it was with Sting and Luger, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He was tag team champion.
Oh, Barry Windham.
I forgot he did that one.
That's why he was tag team.
It was Barry Windham, Sting, and the Giant.
Mm.
Yeah, the Giant for that dog on one night.
Yep.
It took the belt from him.
And then he was the Florida Bahamian Championship.
Bahamian, yeah.
Yeah, probably back in championship wrestling from Florida. So I guess three-time world champ.
No, damn. Three-time champ.
You can't count that.
He was champion twice, my dude.
Then he got the Frank Gotch Award. I still wanted to say Frank Gotch Your Legs.
Oh, hell. You're going to hell for that one.
Well, you know, he's walking around, you know, he can walk for certain.
No, he ain't walking around. He's rolling around.
Got that rascal. That Vince McMahon rascal.
He can go to the Grand Canyon now on his hover round.
Mm-hmm. I want to say this has been a 5-star week on the network. You know, found out we got Famous Lineage on his network. And big ups to the World's Strongest Man and World's Strongest Co-host on this network.
Don't give him those titles like that. He already got a big head.
Hold up.
You see where he get it from.
Who said he need the World's Strongest Man? Who said that?
Well, I'm just saying that's just, you know, they related. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I got
I'm
you.
Just trying to tie it in there together.
I got you.
The World's Strongest Co-host.
You know what I mean? Trying to help it out. But dude, if anybody hasn't seen that video of that family tree, please go to YouTube.
Just post it on the page, man.
Somebody posted it on the page?
No, you should just post it on the page.
Hey, man, look. When you find out you have, you know, celebrity, you know, within this family.
Right.
Now we gotta throw a party or something.
Dude, I told Zaniac about it and she listened to it.
Mm.
She was dying laughing listening to you laugh. She's like, I don't think Tony C didn't laugh for like 20 straight minutes at the end of the show.
Man.
Oh, and I went back and listened to the end of that Freaks and Geeks, dude. That shit was off the hook.
What, this week's?
This week or last? No,
the one
with
last
the,
week.
What they called the hotlines.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about Roman.
Yeah.
You heard Surfer at the end, right?
I can call Walmart now? I can't call Walmart now. Lee was the one that was killing me when he came in and he was like, yo, I'm going to step between these ropes and do some dirty deeds. And then he's like, I'm coming for that throat, girl.
God, man.
That was some
like
bitch.
The last 2 weeks on Tuesday night, man.
Oh,
they got to be shows of the year, bro. We're going to have to work hard to talk to you.
Got to be.
I don't know. I hope. Hopefully, we ain't empty in the tank.
Don't empty that tank last too early.
Tuesday, boy.
Don't empty that tank too early. Fall
to sleep, man. I'm talking off of my end. Good God, on my. I'm still rolling from this past week discoveries, and I don't know if we ever gonna let this one go.
No.
Let me ask y'all a question. Should Sonny be removed from the Hall of Fame for doing that porn? What you think, Tony C?
I mean, I told Double A, I don't really pay Sonny any mind because, you know, she's a whore. You know? But the only difference is she's in the WWE Hall of Fame, you know. I know plenty of hoes, you know.
But now,
I don't care either way. You know,
do you put China in, you know?
Isn't she trying to do something with China or whatever?
Well, according to JR, it's one thing to do and not get in because of it. It's another thing that you're in and you do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at it like this. It's like, I mean, if you don't take Lawrence Taylor out for the shit he's been accused of and done, then just, you know... I know it's, you know,
he's been accused of a lot.
I mean, and been caught doing a lot of shit. You know, the crack and busted buying it. Mm-hmm.
He got a drug problem.
Yeah, the, you know, alleged with the young girls.
Right.
You know, if you don't pull him out of a Hall of Fame, then just who cares? It's porn. You know, everybody watches it. Everybody's seen it, you know. And if you didn't, it's because you're underage. And when you find out when your parents leave the house at 13, you'll be watching it.
Now, I wonder if the world's strongest man gonna let his son watch that porn. Watch that son tape. Is he gonna, y'all think he gonna advise him not to watch
it? This is what happened. Rage got the phone call the other night and said, "You can't watch that porn until I get there, but Daddy's coming home." Daddy's coming home, Marquise. Daddy coming home.
Oh, man.
And then, I just want to put that question out there. Because he got a lot of time making up to do with, you know, with this son, long lost son.
I mean, yeah, he's spending all that, you know, he's spending all them days on the road trying to entertain everybody. And, you know, he got Rage out there. You know, he won't pay any attention to Rage. And it's just a sad story.
If he'd just been there 1 or 2 days, Rage would have turned out to be a lot
completely different
now.
Who knows? He would have been able to save that $1,000 he spent last summer. You know what I'm saying? Buy diabetic test strips. Going to Planned Parenthood.
I bought a test strips. I deserve a blowjob.
Phone. Don't forget the phone.
Yeah. Phone, you know, stuff, things of that nature.
Metro PCS.
You need a father in your life to, Metro, you know, PCS, kind of steer you
that Metro away from those things. That Metro PCS, boy.
Ugh. Exactly. Well, if you're out there listening, Mr. Harris, Mark Harris. Got a lot of making up to do.
Oh, yes, yeah, you do. Yes, you do. A lot of making up to do.
Yes.
I'll call your son. He needs a hug.
Dr. Doom in the chat just asked about, what about OJ?
What about OJ?
OJ Simpson?
Yeah.
I was just watching that movie.
Oh. Good show.
Great cast. Great casting. That's all I can say, man.
I mean, do you still keep? He's been in there for so long, though.
Oh, you talking about the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I mean, he got caught robbing his Hall of Fame trophy back.
He
know?
Got caught stealing his own stuff.
Yeah.
Can't take OJ out of the Hall of Fame, man. OJ balled out.
The Hall of Fame is what you did about in your sport.
Right.
Not about what you did in your personal life.
Right.
Well,
that's
my thing,
you know,
was
that's
funny.
What you believe in, and you know, that's where you judge of what you believe in your religion. We're not going into that. But, you know, your personal life has nothing to do with your sports life. Now, if you're a Mark Chamora and got caught with fucking kiddie porn on your computer while you were playing, that's a different story.
Don't forget, Sonny is a freaking manager. OJ Simpson balled out on the field. You can't take that away from him.
Yeah, he did ball out.
Dude had broke records, set records.
Yeah,
Sonny ain't do nothing but prance around and talk.
She did everything short of porn.
Exactly. OJ was the man.
There he was.
The myth and the legend.
Yeah.
Shit, the juice.
Okay, then Dr. Doom. Then Dr. Doom just said that Hogan should still be in.
He should still be in, too. Hogan don't compare this. You can't compare Sonny to Hulk Hogan.
Nope.
That don't even
compute.
Exactly. I was dumbfounded by that comparison. Nobody, when you tell somebody you watch wrestling, they don't say, "Is that that thing Sonny do?" No.
Yeah.
But you say wrestling, they say, "Is Hulk Hogan still wrestling?
Is Hulk Hogan still in the Hall of Fame? Did they remove him?"
Exactly.
They took him out.
I thought they just removed him off the network and stuff. I didn't know they took him out the Hall of Fame.
I thought they revoked everything from Hogan, didn't they, Tennessee?
I thought they had just taken them off the roster. They ain't taken them off the network. Cause I was watching NWO.
No, they kind of did like they did with Benoit. He's still there, but they're not going to put his name up.
Okay. They're not going to avow. No, they're not going to avow him. Okay.
Yeah. You know, you go to WrestleMania 20, it's like triple threat match. That's all it says. Shawn Michaels and HBK in a triple threat match.
Well, he's still on the Nitro stuff. It still say Hollywood Hogan on there. Matter of fact, I can triple check right now.
Alright, it says here Hulk Hogan is not listing, WWE is not currently listing Hulk Hogan in the Hall of Fame section of its website, and they did their best to scrub Hogan from its recent history books following his racial controversy. So
they stupid.
Let's go see if they put him back.
They'll bring him back.
But I mean, it just, it doesn't mean, right, just because they're not listing him doesn't mean they took him out. They just don't want his name up there.
Right. If Ultimate Warrior can come back, he can come back.
Exactly.
He can come back.
He always going to be a part of their history, whether they like it or not.
Regardless.
Right. If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't be.
Shit.
And see, that would have been my whole selling point. I would have been going off all this. You riding my back right now for that $9.99. A lot of that is him.
So true.
Get the hell out of here.
All right, let's go ahead and go over the show off on the network very, very quickly. Live every Monday at 11:30 p.m. It's Talk Brunch, our newest show. Check out Rick Dar and the crew. Then every Tuesday night is Tony C and Double A on the Rant. Follow right after those guys, Freaks and F and Geeks with Lee Champion and Rage. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. is Rant and Wrestling. Every Friday at 9 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks with my man Philly Phil. Every Saturday at 11 p.m. is Wrestling Calling Show. And except for this week, What Are You Reading Comic Book Show, live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Don't forget Super Bowl coverage with myself and Surfer on the network starting at 4 p.m. Real quick, let's go around the room. I want Super Bowl picks. I think I know who you going with, Tony C.
Hey, I said it once, I said it again. I just want a good game, man. Bottom line, I don't care who wins. I just want it to be a, you know what I'm saying, a good game. That's all I'm asking for.
I know Surfer going with Carolina. I know you going with Carolina, Scott. I'm going with Carolina too, so it's a Carolina sweep.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'm just saying, it's a lot of pressure on Cam Newton. Because if he don't win, and they're giving him all this glory now,
mm-hmm,
it's going to get ugly in the media for him on Monday.
You know, I kinda, you know, and I'll mention this tomorrow as well. I thought it was kind of interesting that you name it MVP now. You name the MVP the day before. Normally, you get named MVP Thursday or Friday, not the day before the Super, yep, Bowl. So I think that, you know, I think that's kind of funny. They're trying to play that man's head a little bit.
Well, you better come out and do what he got to do. If they show, they show him and praise him.
That's my
having his dad on TV and all this stuff.
Yeah,
I don't think they're not laying no egg.
I don't think it's gonna be a blowout though, because I think this Denver defense is better than the year before last against the Seahawks.
11 homeless guys have a better defense than they did that year. Seriously, I mean, they couldn't do anything.
Nah, I think they're cool.
Yeah, but it's definitely gonna be a close game. Probably like 17-14. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna be close.
It's either gonna be a field goal or a pick six that decides the winner.
You are wrong. We are talking about Peyton Manning, who is lost. He is done. He has no arm strength. He is a bum. He is a loser when it comes to the big game.
He beat Tom Brady's ass.
The ref beat them. But anyway,
I don't give a damn who did it. Still got his ass.
Listen, the NFL. Well, I'm saving this for tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
No, give us a preview. Give me a reason to listen tomorrow. What you got?
Oh, no. Tune in tomorrow.
Give Scott some buffoonery.
Tune in tomorrow. I'm not repeating myself.
Oh, man.
Yeah, before we get out of here, don't forget next Sunday, 3:30 p.m., Scotch Retro Show.
Uh-oh.
We're going to be kicking it off with July 1989. Gave a little teaser on Tuesday night of one of the things that we're going to be covering with music. Another thing is, Tony C., I found out that Milli Vanilli actually had a number one song in July of 1989.
Well, girl, you know it's true.
It was.
Oh, there are other songs.
Don't Forget My Number.
That was the best.
Yeah, but I gotta, you know, we're gonna cover it, and you know, just get a little. We'll find out everything that happened the whole month.
The remix that song was the best.
Oh yes, we'll be talking about it, Surf. We'll be talking about it. We're gonna be playing some clips. We're playing the songs. We'll play some movie clips.
I didn't get
the Bernies.
I didn't get Blame It on the Rain though.
Oh, that was actually the song. It was. I think it was Blame It on the Rain.
That's what I was gonna say. Blame It on the Rain. Hold
on. Why would you blame something on the rain?
That's why he couldn't call me
falling, man.
That's why
blame
I'm
it on the stars because they shined at night.
It was raining, bitch. I can't call.
Whatever you do, you don't put the blame on you. You blame it on the rain.
Put the blame on me.
There you go.
Oh, exactly.
Blame it on the rain. And I want to say, before we get out of here, if you are out there and you have a parent that you feel like you have lost, all we need here at Rant EM is a picture or a video. You can submit it to the Rant EM group page. We'll try to make that connection for you. We're all about family here. So, that's I just want to say that. Anybody.
Celebrate Black History Month.
Yes. So I'm blaming Black History Month.
The president of South Africa met with imprisoned Nelson Mandela face-to-face for the first time in July of 1989.
Ooh.
See, it was on July 5th, 1989. See, all these little facts you're going to pick up. We're going to learn a lot, and we're going to have some fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget about the Black Achiever Awards coming up in about a little less than 2 weeks.
The 24th, right?
And vote for the nigger taker.
Jesus Christ, man.
Martin Luther
that King was hilarious the other night.
Dude, that name is just killing me.
That was hilarious.
That is going to be the winner.
I see
of
like
the first annual.
It's Dr. like some Martin horror King. Movie and some guy kidnapping black kids in Chicago.
I mean, that's probably where he got the idea from.
Yep.
But
like the candy man going around a Caprini Green.
we need him to win this Martin Luther King of the Ring tournament. So, and the Black Achiever Awards will be brought to you on Rant EM, Radio Centric, BET.
Come on now.
There's VH1.
No, he said Tony C, there's no wrestle with that name.
He said Centric.
Yes, there is, sir. For TV1.
Show me the video of him.
We got it on the, it's on right. The website. I mean, it's on the Facebook page. They posted it.
It is. He's there.
But I believe it. Turnbuckle throwback page?
I think
it's
it
on both.
Who can make up a name like that?
I just know.
Out of blue?
You. You
I appreciate you giving me that comedic gene. I'm not Double A. Double A might have, you know, come up with something like that. You know, he is there. Comedic king around here. I'm the court just the king. But long story short, I just want to say, reiterate, if you're out there, your parent ain't, you know, been around, send us a picture. We'll find them. We will find them using wrestling footage.
Not only do we entertain, but we'll find your parents.
We provide,
bring families together.
We provide a public service.
And that's going to be our motto for 2016 and beyond. Rant EM.
We provide,
reaching one family at a time.
We provide a free public
the family
service.
Network.
Yes.
The family network. Hey, Scott, there you go.
A family
we're going to have. I'm going to talk to Double A. We may have a segment on at the end of the show. Find his father. Find his parents.
You're killing me, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, man. trying to make it happen. We're more than just wrestling. Opinions you love, the family love you crave. We'll find attention you crave.
Okay, it's in the rant group.
And he's still looking for it.
Not still looking for the next one. Google it.
Oh, yeah. What an A or E-R.
It's A-R, I believe.
E-R.
We're talking about family issues. If you want to bring up the nigga tape. He's going to be in the King, Dr. Martin Luther King Guttering Tournament, whether you like it or not. So it don't even matter. He's there. Reigns,
man.
Deal with it.
Phil told me that PNU is going to be at the Black Achievement Awards again this year. That's what he told me.
We trying
Tony C, did you get... So is Lando the official mascot?
I will announce that on Tuesday night, who the official mascot of Black Achievement Awards is.
Did you see the picture of my dog?
Your dog is running neck and neck with a few other people.
Did you see the picture of my dog, Will?
I saw him.
I mean, he's a black lab. You gotta name him Lando because he's just damn freaking man pretty.
I mean, damn. Billy D. Williams never looked so dark.
Right.
I'm just saying. But I ain't get offended. I just say, hey, he named the dog Lando.
There you go. There you go.
Dude,
all he needs a perm. You look.
All my animals are named after Star Wars characters, for the real.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I have to believe that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
Surfer, did you ever find it?
No.
Oh, Jesus, we're going to have to go tag him.
I'm glad you didn't.
I see that
stoop on that.
I see that picture for the brackets.
Stew on it. He out there. I seen it. Scott seen it. Dave seen it. That's the only thing that matters. We are the Black Achiever Award. Put on, man. We ain't got to worry about you. You at the protest. That's what you do.
He said, put on.
You know why I ain't wasting my time?
You ain't going to protest this shit, Surfer.
We got other things to do.
And I think based on Tuesday night's discovery, I'm going to get with Dave and Double A. We might have to honor Mark Henry with our Man of the Year award. You know, for the latest development. I'm looking thinking through. We should. What y'all. Yeah. No, I was just going to put an idea out there.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Titus O'Neil won, you know, a Father of the Year.
Mm hmm.
Thinking we can do the same thing for Mark the world's strongest dad.
Mark Henry.
You know. I'm going to put it to a vote. You want to see if he can be one of our Black Achiever Award honors that we're doing this year. We're honoring a lot of people. It's going to be good. It's going to be great, man.
I can't wait. I cannot wait for that show myself. All right, y'all. Surfer gave me a request to end the show with. He wants me to play some Earth, Wind, and Fire. So we're going to play some Earth, Wind, and Fire on the way out of here. But real quick, I want to say thank you to all the callers. Thank you to Joshua from WrestleZone.com. Joshua Lopez, appreciate him being here. Appreciate the chat room being here. Thank you guys for being here as well. Had a pretty good chat. Had 16 on our listeners. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you to all the callers. And let's go ahead and get on out of here.
I bumped the nigga taker up to the top of the page.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Here we go. All right, guys. I'll talk to y'all later. I'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 p.m. Super Bowl show. Y'all take care.
Good night, man.